Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've been asking for it for a long time. Astros, Yankees, ALCS. And yesterday, after Gerrit Cole went on the mound, showed that he is the best pitcher in the world. He's going to be the highest paid pitcher in the history of baseball after the season concludes. We got what we've been asking for. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker live at the Houston Open. It's a football Friday. Texans Chiefs, we got that on Sunday, but we got two ALCS games between the Astros and the damn Yankees. And AJ Hinch, the manager of the Astros, says this is going to be worth the wait.
We've been the two best teams in the American League, and they're really good, and they're playing really well. We haven't really played a series where both teams have been completely healthy and completely armed, and so we're about to buckle up and get to a seven-game series to see who represents the American League in the World Series. And it's an even better feeling that it comes through our house and we have home field.
Man, it's what we've been waiting for since before the season. I mean, you know, what everybody projected. And you know what? That one part that I love the most is no one's hurt. You know, the Yankees more than the Astros, but the Yankees for sure had a almost record-setting number of guys hitting the injured list.
They do have Giancarlo Stanton on one leg.
Yeah.
I will say that.
But, I mean, there's no excuses. I mean, it's going to be full strength. The Yankees also are really, really hot right now. I mean, they're playing real good baseball. Certainly the Astros are too, but it's going to be – I mean, this is just the next level of play.
It seems like in baseball that a lot of times the team with the longest layoff comes in a little bit rusty. So the Astros, you know, they had a long layoff. You saw Greinke struggle, maybe just as much as his playoff struggles, but because he had about 11 days off or 10 days off or over a week for his start. The Yankees have been sitting around for a few days watching the Astros, waiting, not knowing who they're going to face. And maybe, just maybe, the Astros, who are going to be on the field 2 days after winning the ALCS, maybe that's actually an advantage for the Astros heading into this series.
Maybe.
I mean, it's not like they were out for a week or something.
You know? I could get behind that. But, you know, that old saying in baseball, you know, momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And I think the Astros, given the choice, would not be starting Greinke tomorrow. Not that they don't have confidence in him, but just because of all the things we've talked about with his postseason struggles, and he's certainly not Gerrit Cole, you know, or Justin Verlander. So I think that's an advantage for the Yankees, that they can fix their rotation however they like, and the Astros have an advantage in that they're still fresh and they're still, you know, hyped up on the momentum from last night.
I think the fact that A.J. Hinch started Justin Verlander on 3 days rest in Game 4, I think it kind of benefits the Astros in Game 1 because I don't have confidence in Zach Greinke in the playoffs, but I damn sure don't have confidence in him going into New York against the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You know, ERA over 9, just the whole scene, the atmosphere, all that. I think he's better suited to start at Minute Maid Park. Now, you keep bringing up that he would be starting Game 5 at Yankee Stadium. Maybe he gets his feet under him before that and his confidence is a little bit higher. But I think that decision, the snowball effect of A.J. Hinch's decision to start Verlander on 3 days rest, number one, it made it possible for Gerrit Cole to start yesterday, the best pitcher in the world in a winner-go-home situation, and we saw what he did last night. And number two, we get Greinke at home instead of on the road. So I think that's the one thing that the Astros have as well. By the way, in Vegas, Astros still favored to win this series.
And you know what? By the way, Lee Sterling comes in every day at 12:45, every Friday at 12:45, talk about some NFL and college football. I think he's going to give us some thoughts on this series from a gambling perspective, from a Vegas perspective. So you can look forward to that. But yes, I agree with what you said. I think this team, it should be favored against the Yankees, but this is going to – I mean, Yankees have not Astros starting pitching, but good starting pitching. But
they got a good bullpen, too.
I was just going to say, but much like Tampa, they probably have the edge in the bullpen.
Yeah, and it's not as annoying as Tampa making about 45 pitching changes yesterday. I mean, they should be ashamed of themselves, honestly. You know, part of me wanted to come on, you know, today and pat the Tampa Bay Rays on the head and say, you know, good effort, good job. You got the lowest payroll in baseball. Very good job. You have nothing to hang your head on. But that's some cornball baseball that they play.
It works for them, though, man.
I know they have to do it, yeah. And I get it. And I get that you got to deal with the cards you're dealt. But it's hard to watch 6,000 pitching changes in the middle of a game. It's really hard to watch, John.
It is.
But I'm just glad I don't have to watch it anymore.
I mean, it's what works for them. It's what worked for them to get them as far as they did. So I'm not gonna complain too much about that. It was just irritating. That's all.
It was annoying, and it was extremely annoying. And it started after the first inning. The first inning is when the Astros, that's really when they made their noise. Four runs in the first inning, four straight hits, capped off by Alex Bregman's double to opposite field. That scored two runs, and the Astros, they led 4-0. They never really looked back, end up winning 6-1. Here's Alex Bregman, a potential MVP in the American League, talking about the matchup we've been waiting for.
It's going to be a battle. They got a great team. It's very similar to our team. We both teams were a little banged up during the year, persevered until we got to the ALCS and we get a matchup with them again. I mean, it was an unbelievable series that we had with them during the regular season.
It's going to be so good. I can't believe he admitted earlier that he was nervous going into. I mean, I guess everybody gets nervous, but you know, they knew what was at stake last night and how, you know, how big of an upset it would be and how bad they would look compared to the expectations of a 107 win team. I keep going back to that 107 win team. Is just almost traditionally, historically, just penciled in to at least get to the World Series.
I think the most encouraging thing yesterday, if we're talking about the Astros, is that the outfield started hitting the ball a little bit. You saw Michael Brantley hit a home run in the eighth inning.
I know you saw it.
I damn sure did. It won me some money. You saw George Springer lead off the game with a hit. You know, after game three or whatever it was, the outfield as a whole had two hits. Josh Reddick also, I think he ended the drought, and he got the first hit after the first inning when the Astros went in that thing. So if this outfield hits, if the outfield starts hitting, then it's almost impossible to stop this Astros team. So you got to hope that, you know, as we look forward in the big scheme of things, the Michael Brantley home run was just icing on the cake. And, you know, it just kind of added some insurance. And when you look back, you really didn't need it. But if Michael Brantley can start hitting like he did at the start of the season when he was an all-star, when he made his fourth straight all-star team, I think that's something to keep an eye on.
Well, for sure, because Brantley has been one of the best players over the course of the season for long stretches, if not the best player on the team. I think Altuve, though, did what Altuve always does. We talked about it yesterday. A lot of things can go wrong. A lot of guys can have ups and downs. Altuve just gets it done in money time every freaking time. He was just is glue too much of a cliche, Bell, there, but he was definitely, you know, at the core of what the Astros got going.
Was he locked in?
He was locked in.
Was he locked in?
He was locked in.
Was he in the zone?
Yeah. All that. But he was. He absolutely was. And let's not ignore the whole tipping pitches controversy.
Okay.
I think this is really intriguing.
Do we have to do this every time the Astros win a series? We have to talk about tipping pitches?
I don't care. If you didn't hear, a lot of people, I'm talking about baseball people, analysts, post-game, were reviewing video and saying that Glasnow was clearly tipping his pitches. The glove was down a little bit on breaking balls. It was up a little bit on a fastball. So whenever the Astros saw his glove up, they were just sitting fastball. Boy, it sure did look like it. But here's my point, Landry. That's a him problem. That's not cheating. That's not unfair. That's scouting. That's gamesmanship. That's you know, learning and watching the opposing pitcher and learning what to do, you know, in particular. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And he said afterwards that he thought he was tipping his pitches too.
Oh, I think he just got rocked by the best lineup in baseball.
Well, even if he was, I don't care. It's almost like a non-factor to me.
Yeah, I don't
really
care. Why is baseball the only sport where this is a thing? Like in football, do you try to figure out the snap count?
Of course they do.
Like, do you try to figure out the quarterback's audibles? Do you try to figure out the tendencies?
I mean, they do.
Do you put a man in motion to see if they're in man-to-man defense? Like in basketball, do you try to jump in the passing lanes when you see a play? Like just get over this old school baseball crap. Because if he's tipping pitches, that's on him. But a lot of times, it just seems like whenever the Astros win, that seems like the go to for a lot of opponents. Let's hear from the real star of this game, though.
Okay.
We've heard from Alex Bregman, AJ Hinch, but the real star of this game and the real star of the postseason so far has been Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole yesterday, 8 more strong innings. He allows 2 hits, just 1 run, the solo home run in the second inning. This is Gerrit Cole talking about the anticipation of getting to face the most historic team in the history of baseball and the most historic stage in the history of baseball.
The Yankees are obviously a formidable squad. The AL East, we all know, you know, they got a lot of talent, boatload of talent. That's just kind of how they're always made. They're very stoic. They grind out a lot of at-bats. I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup.
Stoic. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Impressed by Gerrit Cole.
No, well, we'll get back to Gerrit Cole here in a bit. Just the
God, he's
going to
be
yesterday.
Rich.
Oh, my God.
Good gosh. My goodness. I'm thinking he might get $30 million a year at least.
Will he? You think?
Yes. He's going to be the highest paid pitcher in the history of baseball. He's getting $30 million at least.
Oh, he's going to definitely be the highest paid pitcher.
He might get 10 years, $300 million, even more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yankees, though, man, they've – you know what's funny was when he got to the Astros, it was just like next level, like so many other pitchers. He's pitched in the postseason before. He pitched in the postseason.
Yeah, he was 0-2 in win-or-go-home games before.
Yeah, he was in with the Pirates and all that.
Which is why I told you that didn't mean a damn thing, because he's a way different pitcher here than he was when he was with the Pirates.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people didn't realize that, but he's been there before. He's kind of one of the hardened, crusty veterans, if you will. And I think
Rusty.
I think it's not going to intimidate him at all in the Bronx. And certainly, if it comes down to a Game 7, you know, you mentioned it earlier, and I totally agree, kind of the hidden value in having to go to a Game 5 is, you know, that this team is now going to be able to pitch some of these guys twice. And he's going to pitch a potential Game 7. I mean, who else would you want on the mound in Game 7?
Nobody.
And no that's one. Not, no one on the planet.
No disrespect to Justin Verlander, but the best pitcher on the Astros right now is Gerrit Cole, and it's not close.
Landry, if you could say, hey, AJ Hinch, pick any pitcher in Major League Baseball to start this game, Game 7.
It's Gerrit Cole.
It's going to be Gerrit Cole.
It's 100% Gerrit Cole. And I can't help but look ahead of this series. I know that the Astros got their work cut out for him, but my gosh, if you talk about the ideal matchup in the ALCS and World Series, you got the Yankees in the ALCS, and then you potentially get to face the Cardinals in the World Series. Man, don't want to jinx it though, John. Don't want to jinx it.
That would be a nice little frosting on the cake to go ahead and win the World Series and beat the Cards.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Frosting?
Yeah.
Always vanilla.
Okay.
Always vanilla.
Yeah. I go chocolate, but to each his own. ALCS begins this weekend. We're going to have Game 1 Saturday, Game 2 Sunday. We're going to react to it on Reaction Monday here on Sports Radio 610. Also going to be reacting to the Texans versus the Chiefs, 2 days away from Mahomes versus Watson. We're going to hear the final words from Bill O'Brien before that matchup. And also, we know that Texans fans are known for tailgating. There are 2 tailgaters who saved someone's life the last home game. We're going to hear from them next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.